This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Our number two, Ben and Woods on a Friday. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll announce one more biggest fan name this week. It's your chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all of the fan staff, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. Announcements at 9, 1, 5:30 every day. And one of those fan staff you might get a chance to meet is our own colleague, Tony Gwynn Jr. Yesterday, Woods, they had a shorter show in the afternoon with Thursday Night Football on. The Atlanta Falcons coming from behind to beat the Tampa Bay Bucks. 15 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to win that game, despite committing 19 penalties, which is insane.
Converted on like a 3rd and 28 and a 4th and 14.
In the final drive, yeah, to get down and set up the game-winning field goal as time expired.
No wonder Todd Bowles was absolutely furious after that game. Mike Evans as well. Baker Mayfield said, this is on me. That's tough. That is a really tough way to lose a football game. They are careening right now, the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, Carolina Panthers have now taken over first place by half a game, and they've got a very winnable matchup against the Saints on Sunday to take a one-game lead in that division, but that's neither here nor there. Because while that game was going on, Gwen and Chris, and I haven't heard a lot of promotion about it, but I think this is a great thing that they're doing. On these short shows, they'll put together overtime, where you can watch, I believe, on the YouTube stream and listen on the Odyssey app to a little extra Gwen and Chris.
Yeah, like
on
a podcast, if
Mondays,
you will.
Thursdays, when football takes over our airwaves. Yeah, it's like a bonus podcast hour segment. I'm not sure how long they go, but they were talking yesterday. And it wasn't on the radio, so a lot of people may have missed this. What were they talking? Do we know what they're talking about?
I don't know. I think it was Padres, I think. But one of our tier ones, Jetty B, sent me this last night. He goes, man, if this happened on your show, you guys would have had some real fun with this audio. And I said, we're still going to have some real fun with this audio on our show. Jetty B, thank you for sending this over.
If it happened on our show, we would have probably done 3 hours on it.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
Since it happened on their show, we'll probably just do an hour.
Probably just an hour on yeah. This absolutely incredible audio.
You sent this over to us last night, I don't know, 7, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I sat there, I watched it 10 times.
Yeah, 10 times.
At least.
I couldn't believe it.
I it didn't make sense. My brain couldn't quite
right.
Wrap
yeah,
around it.
Your mind does not understand what happened.
And so it helps when you have the video, when you watch it, because you're like, okay, that came out of his mouth. But when you hear it, you will not understand it until we explain it. So this is our beloved Tony Gwynn Jr. My guess is it's about the Padres.
I think they were actually specifically talking about the Dodgers, how they're doing something, comparing or whatever. But
however it goes, they've had a ton of success. I don't think, though, it takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
What happened, Patrick Mahomes?
I don't know that it takes you out of the equation of having to spend money if you can't do it.
What?
What happened?
The hell was that?
Air bubble?
I think the longest air bubble
of all time?
All right, one more time.
One more time.
They've had a ton of success. I don't think, though, it takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
It sounds like he left and someone else. It sounds to me, originally, I thought it was like, did they switch his mic to Italian Paul? Because he sounded a little bit like Frank. Paulie said Buck Martinez. I go, yeah.
Maybe like Eduardo Perez.
One of those Japanese movies where they just dub in someone in English over someone else's voice and it doesn't sound anything like them.
One more time, you gotta be really quiet.
All right, here we go.
I don't think, though, it takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
That's a different person. That is a different person.
It's like an alien invaded his body.
Here, I'll delete the gap.
Delete the gap.
I don't think, though, it takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
What?
Now just do just his, it takes you out of the equation.
It takes you out of the equation.
Excuse me. If I said, hey, did you hear what Tony Gwynn yesterday said about equations?
Tony Gwynn Jr.
You'd say, that's not Tony Gwynn Jr.
They had a whole segment on equations.
It takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
I would say that's not him. That's somebody else entirely.
I don't think, though, it takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
It is amazing. I go, this is the greatest.
I was a little, I got to give them a little bit of flack now, because thank you for that. But I got to give Scraby and Chris a little bit of flack. They just rolled right through that. They didn't even acknowledge it.
Well, that's old school, Ben. That's how Ben would prefer.
That's the old school, yeah.
That's how Ben would prefer it done, because if he did that, we wouldn't have, you know, all of these.
If we're without Juan Soto. Juan Soto is the best possible option for 2024.
Boom. What? In... Did you vomit your mouth?
Maybe, but I couldn't keep talking like Tony Gwynn did.
He plowed right through it. Or.
I don't think, though, it takes you out of the equation.
I don't think, though,
I think it sounds like Billy Ray Smith a little bit for some reason. I don't know. That's who I hear.
As we talk about Monday Night Football tonight, which you can hear here on 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus, God above.
What?
More.
If we're without Juan Soto. Juan Soto is the best possible option for 2024.
What? Don't we have like five more of those?
You ever hear the expression, eating your words?
Eating your words?
No, I literally like chewed and ate my words.
There. Visit SDCCU taught. Alzheimer?
Think, though, it takes you out of the equation.
That
Excuse
is
me.
A different human. It's a different man entirely in his seat.
That was a lot to take in.
It was a lot.
I don't think, though, it takes you out of the equation.
Oh, it's jarring. Each time I hear it, I'm like, it's like he was running on batteries, and the batteries started to lose a little bit of juice, and you got to wiggle them around a little bit.
Takes you out of the equation.
It takes you out of the equation. It was electric. It's the best audio that I've heard.
It takes you out of the equation.
It sounds
not Tony Gwynn Jr.
It sounds like Italian Paul to me.
I don't hear that.
It takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
It's incredible.
I heard was Blue Jays announcer Buck Martinez.
A little bit.
It takes you out of the equation.
It's so good. It's so, so, so good.
Possible option for 2024.
Visit SDCCU.
I'm so glad they left it in because, it was. They could have. I don't know if they were live streaming it or whatever.
Yeah, it's a YouTube exclusive, Adam tells us. The Gwynn and Chris overtime, not even on the Odyssey app. YouTube exclusive.
Well, Gwynn and Chris off the air.
Yeah, Gwynn and Chris off the air.
I don't think, though, it takes you out of the equation.
If
Excuse
he
me.
Could promise to do it in two different voices, I'd probably listen every single day. Every single day.
What if that's how he really talks?
What if that's his real voice?
And he's been doing a radio voice the whole time.
That,
He wanted to sound
you
like
you ever
his
have
dad.
Somebody come up to you, meet you, like, ask you what you do?
Yeah.
And they, oh, what's your radio voice? You're like,
this is it. All
maybe.
Nasally and crappy. Yeah, this is the one. It's exactly what it sounds like. This is how I talk.
It takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
That's his real voice.
He doesn't sound like his dad at all.
Good afternoon. It's Gwen and Chris.
It takes you out of the equation. Excuse me.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you, Tony. I hope he's not mad at us for playing that. But,
oh, man.
I mean,
I think it's great.
And I hope we didn't steal like a segment of theirs later in the show. But, I mean, this is what it is at this point.
Thanks to Jenny B for alerting us
to Jenny that. Jenny B, thank you so much for sending that. If you guys ever hear anything like that on this radio station or any other, you know where to find me. My DMs are open.
Let's see. Mets fans aren't the only ones who are in their feels. Texas Rangers fans are kind of concerned with the direction of the organization right now. Rumors
they got Tyler Wade. What are they talking about?
Yeah, they just picked up Tyler Wade.
Yeah, but apparently they're listening to offers on Corey Seager. High-priced shortstops are in the news lately with Corey Seager potentially the next to go from the Texas Rangers.
Not happening.
You don't think it's happening? Your sources say that that's not happening. That was one of the potential. They're not trying to give him away, but if someone bowls him over with an offer, ESPN reporting yesterday that the Rangers would listen on Corey Seager.
Again, we say this all the time. You have to listen on everyone. And again, to be bowled over by an offer, my understanding is that Corey Seager is very much valued and appreciated by that organization. And I think if you're, a new manager like Skip Schumacher. Now, could Chris Young absolutely go in and say, no, this is going to make the health of the team better? Look, he was banged up. You know, when healthy, he's absolutely elite. But if somebody comes in and massively overpays for Seager, I think he's still owed $150 million.
The argument is the Rangers are in some financial straits, which makes no sense to me. They are in Dallas, Texas.
They won a World Series 3 years ago.
They won a World Series recently. They have a large payroll, but nothing, you know, Dodger or Mets like that would be crippling in terms of their future. I can't understand why the Mets would be so motivated to move salary, but they already moved Marcus Semien.
Yep.
This offseason. So
the Rangers, you mean?
Yeah, the Rangers. Yeah. So there has to be at least some truth to the fact that they would consider moving salary if they got the right offer back.
Yeah, I mean, no question. And again, it's rare. Like, that guy is such a leader. He's such a and again, if healthy, he is a guy you absolutely want to pencil in out there every single day. Total pro, quiet hitter, like just pure elite hitter. Goes under the radar a little bit, in my opinion. And I think if you're Skip Schumacher and they trade Corey Seager on you, that'd be a tough putt for him, dude. That's tough. I'm sure if it was being considered, I bet you he's in there actively campaigning against it. Because I know I would. If I was the skipper of the Texas Rangers, I'd be like, can't trade that guy. You cannot trade that guy. I need that guy. It's my first year here. I need Corey Seager.
When healthy, he's still
incredible.
You know, as productive and as good as really any shortstop in baseball right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They non-tendered Adalys Garcia. They're in a... It was weird because it's rare that you see the GM or the president of baseball ops come out in public and say, we're cutting $40 million, right? Like, but I think Chris Young actually said that to the media. I like Chris Young. I mean, he has delivered a World Series championship. I think they were taken aback the last couple of years at how not good they were. They expected to be better with the young talent that they had. They still have loads of young talent, and now they're going to have a really good skipper at the helm. But I don't think you can trade a piece like that again, unless you're just floored by it.
And then the final couple of rumors coming out of that ESPN roundtable piece: Mackenzie Gore very likely to be dealt by the Washington Nationals.
I heard Abrams as well.
Abrams definitely possible, but Gore likely.
What's the reasoning? Is his contract coming up?
And, yeah, yeah.
And they don't want to pay him $30 million or whatever.
And he's someone who's affordable right now for a team that needs starting pitching. I don't see a reunion with the Padres. I think they've gone down that road. I don't think they're going back down that road with Mackenzie Gore.
Would you mind?
Well, they need pitching. I mean, you certainly could do a lot worse than Mackenzie Gore.
If you can fleece the Nationals for Mackenzie Gore for what, 1 year, 2 years, then I think you have to do
it. But I think more intriguing is the news that Miami's Edward Cabrera could be the next pitcher traded.
Yeah, they said the only pitcher that they will not trade is Yuri Perez.
Correct.
That is the one guy. Like, you can call on all of our starting pitchers. We will absolutely listen, but do not ask for Yuri Perez.
Cabrera would command a haul to get him back. He had a really good season last year. He would be a really good option for the Padres. I think other teams could certainly outbid the Padres, but is there a package that the Padres could put together for Cabrera? I think there is. I think there's, you know, some sort of package that can intrigue the Marlins of what's remaining in the Padres minor league system, that if A.J. Preller wanted to go down that road and needed a starting pitcher, that Edward Cabrera is not impossible to do this offseason.
27 years old, under club control for three more seasons.
That's an A.J. Preller acquisition.
That's an every GM acquisition, yeah. You know, if you can do that. The Orioles are definitely in the mix for him. They need pitching as much as we do here. They just spent a boatload on Pete Alonso, but they would have to part with some of their beloved prospects, which they have not been super willing to do. But yeah, he's a good pitcher, man. Would be a brilliant addition to the San Diego Padres.
There's a lot of teams that could offer more than the Padres, but if they're unwilling to, I believe the Padres could put together an enticing package for Edward Cabrera, and he, to me, feels like an A.J. Preller acquisition. The years of control, the talent, the affordability right now. It's not a rental for 1 year. You could always flip him in 2 years if you wanted to. We've seen A.J. do that as well, especially with Juan Soto. That's, for me, a name that I'm at least keeping an eye on this offseason when it comes to the Padres. We know they want starting pitching. We know that they can't really shop at the top of the market free agent-wise for it. I don't know why. Edward Cabrera just kind of flashed out in neon lights. Like, keep an eye on that. It probably won't happen, but that's one that AJ is almost certainly talking and asking about and trying to figure out a way that he can make it interesting enough for the Marlins to,
it's weird though,
to return his phone calls.
It's weird, though, because they want to win. You know, they do. They have good young talent. They've got a good core. Like, what's the reasoning on trading Cabrera with a cheap 3 years left on his deal? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense to me if you're the Miami
Marlins.
I
think they'd be trading high, coming off a really good season, and you feel like you can get more back than you're giving up in a trade like that for the future.
Yeah, and they were also, like B. Wilson says, remember the Marlins a couple weeks ago were asking about Michael King. Why would you want to go sign Michael King for a lot of money when you have Edward Cabrera / Michael King right there for 3 years and cheap? They do things a little differently down there, as we know. Don't know if there were any truth behind that smoke, but that was something that they apparently acquired or inquired on.
How about our friend Tommy tweeting a few minutes ago? I feel Ramon Laureano traded for pitching and then bringing back Profar in a separate deal is faded.
Really?
Would you be willing to discuss Ramon Laureano 1 year? Very affordable.
$6.5 million?
You could get back a lot for Ramon Laureano right now for a team that needs outfield help.
Now we're talking about really just kind of selling off and not competing.
No, that doesn't save you any money at all. That's not a sell-off deal. It would probably be more expensive to
Profar
bring back the pitching.
Profar makes more money, I think.
And Profar is much more expensive. That would be taking on money to try to add pitching. And not, I mean, do you believe in Ramon Laureano? He had a really good year last year.
Yeah, I kind of want to see him out there and left.
100%.
But Profar thrives here, as we all know.
If you could get years of control of pitching for Ramon Laureano, you have to consider that. You need pitching more than you need an outfielder.
I hate the offseason so much. God, I hate these speculation talks.
SP Chula Vista. Laureano's good bang for your buck. Outstanding, which is why other teams would be very interested in as well.
I don't like that idea.
You don't like that idea. Mm. I'm intrigued by that idea.
Adding Profar?
Adding pitching.
And Profar.
I mean, adding an outfielder.
How terrible was it last year for the first 3 months? Who the hell's playing left field today? Like, what? It was not fun to watch at all.
The bullpen and the outfield of this team are its two strengths. I am so happy to see. Now, hopefully the new skipper will bat Laureano above seventh. Right. You know, it would be great to have him in the top four at least. But yeah, I just I don't know.
The Padres have a good lineup and a great bullpen. If they started the season with the roster as it's constructed now, they have no chance to win.
Zero.
With the starting pitching they have.
No, zero.
They don't have nearly enough starting pitching. The season would go off the rails at some point.
But it didn't even go, it didn't go off the rails last year with just some of the worst offensive output you've ever seen from the outfield.
Right, because
they
had pitching.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had Michael King, Dylan Cease.
Settle down.
Nick Pivetta had a great season.
Nick Pivetta was still here.
They had
Darvish was barely there. Musgrove wasn't there.
They had Kolek and Berger step up. They had guys. They had enough. They had enough depth when they had injuries to reach down
and
grab people.
That was at the deadline, though. I'm talking beginning of the year. They did rip off, 14 in a row to start the season, but
we had Berger and Kolek, and we traded.
I just think I really like our outfield as it stands today. He doesn't make a ton of money, and like you said, bang for your buck. I'm willing to roll the dice and just keep Laureano out there.
Just where are you going to find the pitching?
Don't know.
That's the question. All right, we got to take a break.
Trade Freddie Freeman to the Royals
for Bergert and Kolek.
When we come back, don't do this. Do this, and you know sometimes tact is great in life, but if you're a reporter, sometimes you just need to be tactless.
Well, listen, and I think if you weren't rooting for Philip Rivers, you will after you hear this audio. It's so good.
That's coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Holidays approaching, and if you're already thinking about New Year's and your New Year's resolutions, let's get a jump start with SDFatLoss.com. Right now, if you sign up before December 31st for the weight loss program that helped me lose 40 pounds in 60 days, you can get $400 off, best prices of the year. Lock them in now. And then start the program whenever you want, right now or after the holidays are over. You'll already be set. You're not going to have to figure out how you're going to lose that holiday weight. You'll have a plan going into 2026, a plan where you can lose up to a pound of fat per day by eating real foods, stuff from the grocery store or even restaurants, chicken, steak, things that I was normally eating, ate them in the right portions at the right times. I lost weight fast with no injections. No exercise, no worry about those side effects as well. You could be next. Just get your free consultation by signing up at sdfatloss.com. Join me, join Scraby, Ello, John Flint, Tier Ones. So many people have done this program. You could be absolutely the next one to see the weight pouring off in just 2 months. Brand new you with all the benefits of that weight loss. Less back pain, less knee pain for me. My sleep apnea went away. Check it out today. Go to sdfatloss.com. Get $400 off at sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Got Darren Smith coming up in just a couple of minutes. First, let's get to a little Don't Do This. It is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Note.
Don't leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust and Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. This should come as no surprise to anyone because FIFA, soccer's international governing body, has always been considered one of the most massively corrupt organizations in the history of humanity. And no matter how much they try to clean it up, never really changes. And the latest controversy involves ticket pricing for the World Cup coming up this summer here in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. When the bid was originally put together, like, we're going to do this and we want to make it affordable to the masses. We're going to, remember in Jurassic Park, they said we're going to have a coupon day. 8% of the tickets that were allocated were supposed to be $21. So
amazing.
Anyone could get in. It wasn't only for the super wealthy. That eventually became $60. Okay, fine. $60 is still a pretty good price to go see a first-round World Cup match.
I can wear 60.
So now they finally have revealed the prices for those tickets. They range from $180 to $700 for the various group stage games. And people are around the world going, what? This was supposed to be $21, and now I'm paying $700 for a ticket. Fans are accusing FIFA of a, quote, monumental betrayal on the allocation of these ticket prices and a bait and switch of what they promised years ago when the World Cup, with more games than ever coming to the United States and, you know, hundreds of thousands of fans supposedly coming to the country next year.
This isn't secondary market
stuff. No, this is the FIFA prices.
FIFA pricing has tripled, I guess, from what they originally said it would be.
Yes. But unsurprising. I mean, it's your big event. I understand you're going to have ticket prices that are high. Supply and demand, the market is going to drive up prices. But part of this whole thing was supposed to be soccer fans around the world. It's the sport that, you know, everyone can afford.
Yeah.
You need a ball and an empty lot somewhere.
That's
you can
it.
Play soccer
yeah.
anywhere.
Yeah.
You don't need expensive equipment for soccer necessarily. You just need a ball and kids, and you can go play.
It's weird. I'm like so ignorant to all of this because originally I would have said, if you were like, hey, FIFA, you know, World Cup, what is it? World Cup?
Yeah.
So you're telling me $170? But yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're conditioned
right? I mean,
now.
That's the low end for, like, the lowest cheap prices. Most of the tickets
are
going to be
way
more.
I'm saying that's what I would expect to pay here.
Yeah.
Not knowing anything
about. Not knowing
about,
that it should have been $21.
Right.
I told you guys this story off the air, but I, you know, this 26 for me is going to be the year of no and the year of fiscal responsibility. Much more fiscally responsible than I was the year I turned 50. A little midlife crisis. It's fine. I want to see Morrissey. He's playing here in January. I've never seen him. I love the Smiths so much. I love Morrissey so much. I know he's a cad, but I still want to see that man walk on stage and sing his songs. I want to see it. I have to see it before I die. So I log on to go get tickets. $807. I looked at it. I went, oh, my God, $800 on the resale market. I obviously missed when they went on presale, and there's artist presale and label presale. No, the presales make me insane.
Do you have this credit card?
Yeah, you have this one, then you get this presale code. So I missed it. $807 to see Mose singing all the songs that...
And not at the Sphere, either.
No, not at the Sphere. $800. And I went... No. I said no.
Year of no.
The year of no. Fiscally responsible Woodsy is going to be. He's going to be really something.
Good for you.
I'm going to turn into you. I'm going to come in here trying to trade every player, save a little money for the team. This is going to suck. It's going to suck. This is some good doo-doo, this.
DD mega doo-doo.
I loved this response from Philip Rivers. He was doing a press conference the other day, and man, the...
Is the question a don't do this?
I don't know. I thought it was a fair question, but Philip Rivers, if you weren't rooting for him before, this pushed me over the edge. And I went, oh, yeah.
Right this second?
Yeah. Stop. Go back. He says, what do you weigh right now?
Someone asked him that directly.
Yes. I'm not sure. I want to ask you a question a little better on the plane, like Greg, and not what it was when I walked up the third mile. I'll tell you, I follow that up with, and I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. people said, I'm going to be right there. It's like, will they do that for 16 seconds?
That audio sounds like it's played through a phone.
Yeah, that's really weird. What do you weigh, Philip Rivers?
What do you weigh right now?
Is that an inappropriate question to ask someone? What does it say when you step on the scale? Philip, what's your playing weight?
No, I mean, is it inappropriate to ask an NFL quarterback on the podium? Because, yeah, it's an inappropriate question to ask anybody.
You know, in any program in America, they're going to list the height and weight of players.
Try to play it again, Paulie, and see if it's any better.
Try to find a better one.
And Paulie's going to try to find a better one because the answer was so good. He goes, I don't know, Greg. When he threw his name in there, I went, oh, that's so good. It's so, and he's smiling ear to ear. He's not mad, but he was like, I don't know, Greg.
He knows he looks a little puffier than the last time we saw him.
He's got 10 kids.
Yeah. And he's 5 years older.
Like,
I'm not sure.
That's even worse.
Does anybody record anything the right way anymore?
He said, Unk's been eating those kid snacks. It's the hardest part of being a parent is those kid snacks are around all the time. I don't know. I don't know what I weigh. How about that?
And that is Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Darren Smith covered Philip Rivers for many years as well. I'd imagine he's got some thoughts on his return to the NFL. We'll talk to our friend D. Smith coming up next here with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But first, this weekend, don't know what you've got planned, but a great time to go down and, I don't know, look for a new vehicle for you or your spouse or your son or your daughter. Massive holiday savings going on at Sedano Ford and Lincoln. Sedano Ford and Lincoln, your proud local veteran-owned dealer. Thanks you for choosing them over every other Ford store in town. They're celebrating the season of giving with incredible deals. Gifts so nice they wrapped them twice. Right now, drive electric with the powerful Mach-E Premium for just $349 a month. That is thrilling acceleration, zero emissions, the perfect way to upgrade your San Diego commute, which can be difficult at times. If you need a legendary truck or SUV, the dependable F-150 STX, yours for just $399 a month, built Ford Tough. The rugged Bronco Sport Big Ben, unbeatable value at $279 a month. Standard 4x4 capability, ready for an adventure anytime. These prices are really great. They will not last, so stop by the veteran-owned Sedano Ford and Lincoln today. Let them know Woodsy sent you. They'll roll out the red carpet for you. Hurry to Sedano Ford and Lincoln, and you can also visit SedanoFord.com for all the details. Check them out, Sedano Ford.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety. In 2023, 1,355 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes throughout California. Driving under the influence of anything is dangerous, illegal, and has serious consequences. Don't be the I in DUI. Don't be the D or the U either. Go safely, California. All right, Darren Smith is standing by. It is Friday. We'll chat with our buddy, D. Smith, coming up right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out to our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. We are joined by Darren Smith. Hello, Darren. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. Good morning. I like what you said there, Benny. Don't be the D. Don't be the D. Oh. Don't be the U. Don't be the I.
That's very good advice. This week, I said don't be the T in DUI, which didn't make any sense at all.
No,
but that's fine. I just
read
the copy wrong.
Doesn't. And Woodsy, sorry. How are we doing? It's Friday now. Are we still
pissy?
Still ticked off about Notre Dame or what?
No, I'm over it at this point. I've moved on to Michigan.
He's more ticked off about how ticked off everybody else is about how...
No, I'm really not. I'm used to it.
Notre Dame is.
I'm used to it.
I mean, they got boned.
They got shafted.
Even if you don't think that they deserve to be in the tournament, they still kind of got screwed just by being led along for so long, didn't they?
By the system and, the stringing somebody along for, 6 weeks or so. Actually, never mind. But listen, It frees me up to hate watch, which I love to do.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm an elite hate watcher. Yeah. When I have no...
Sometimes the best way to watch
is
just to root for everybody else to have these horrific collapses
and
terrible results.
With no skin in the game, it's just fun to watch and point fingers. And that's my reality. Last year almost killed me, by the way, watching the playoffs, beating the teams that they did.
And they kept you around as long as possible.
They sure did.
Right there up until the end.
Oh, they sure did, man. But yeah, it's kind of a bummer. But I am an avid supporter of Coach Marcus Freeman, and I believe that he could actually change the world. I love that man. So, how we feel about Mikey Varis, that's how I feel about Coach Marcus Freeman. So, I wanted to ask you, man, you did this job for a long, long time, and yesterday the Ben and Woods program unloaded maybe the worst show in show history. And I mean, I'm talking back to 1090 days. We didn't even know each other. Those shows were better. And I'm like... Did you ever have that show where you left and you're like, that's, I was, and it wasn't like, oh, the audio was bad, or we played a bad audio clip that didn't sound good, or the interview, the interviewee bailed.
It was like, we were bad.
It was, we were bad for four straight hours. And I go, how did Darren Smith, did you ever have one of those?
Yeah, like every week. I mean, that's the way it felt sometimes walking out, you know, and I think, you know, the one thing I do believe is that we all are our own worst critics.
Yeah.
And, you know, I one of the things I always remember, I did when I was producing Dan Patrick's show, he was covering the NBA finals. He was the TV, ESPN, NBA finals, and he was kind of new into his radio career. So he was trying to do both. He was covering the NBA finals and he was still doing his radio show, and one had a priority over the other. And we had an absolute howler of a radio show. I mean, it was awful. And I had to sit in the room with him in LA because it was the Lakers and the Pacers. And like, it was so bad, and he was so angry. I thought we were all going to get fired. And then our listeners were like, it's actually kind of cool for us to hear you struggle and have a bad day like the rest of us have a bad day. And I always remember that. It never made me feel any better about crappy shows. But yeah, I mean, it just is, you know, they can't all be good. You know, they're just, it's impossible. When you're doing this 4 hours a day, 5 days a week for what, 50 weeks a year? Like, you just, it's impossible. It's an impossible standard to think that they're all going to be award winning. So, you know, I mean, and it's live radio. There's nothing you can do. You can't be like, all right, you know, I'm breaking out of this office early. I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
Call it a day. Go to the bar. Go to happy hour. Go do something else. Knock off. Go take a walk. You can't do that. You're trapped because of these microphones and these commercials and the you know, the time slots that we have.
And the feeling of like, I'm literally drowning and I can't get back to the top. Like, I need, we need like breaking news here or something to derail us. But to hear.
And you're right. I mean, I think that's the other thing too. Like, when you're waiting for something,
yes,
you know, and
yes,
we've been teased by like Kevin Acey's the most massive trade in the history of trades. Like, you know, you get trapped into that. Like, oh,
you're
like,
totally right. Know,
you're totally right.
Yeah, it's Kevin Acey.
Kevin Acey's
not his fault.
Totally.
But it is his
fault.
When
all else fails, blame the Ace Man.
I love it.
You feel like he can't do anything else now.
Set an expectation, so blame him.
You're just waiting for that to happen now.
What was Dan Patrick, when he had that bad, I love him, by the way, like, he's gold standard.
Yeah.
When he had a bad show, like, what did that look like, if you can share?
Oh, I mean, it was brutal behind the scenes. I mean, he was, you know, he was a guy who did not, you know, he thought he was going to come in, he was going to change radio, he was going to be big A-list guest all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it took him a little while. You know, he comes from SportsCenter where he's, you know, he's one of the, you know, predominant
100%.
Television sport. Yeah, I mean, he's, you know.
Dan Patrick!
And like, he didn't think he was going to come in there and like, take a bunch of phone calls. You know what I mean? Like, that's so, like, not what he wanted to do. And this one day we just had, and like, it's the middle of the NBA finals, and you know, he's got a suit on and he's preparing to go do the 6 p.m. Sports Center on the East Coast. And he's like, I guess I'll just take phone calls because you people can't get me a guest. And like, he just was so, like, it was really rough.
So I should have blamed Paulie for that's the move.
Ben does that to me every morning.
Ben does that to Paulie. I don't do it. I don't really like guests either, except for you. You're great.
You don't like guests or phone calls or anything.
Mm-mm. I like
art. One of the problems was, like, we were afraid of him a little bit.
Of course.
And you know, so none of us could say, hey, Dan, why don't you shut up, focus your show? Like, because that's your job.
Why don't you
be
better?
Be a talk show host, you know? You do better. Get your act together here. Get a grip, man. Like, come on. We're here. Do it. Talk about your favorite, you know, anything.
Anything.
But, you know, then I remember the listeners lended like a real sympathetic ear to it. And they're like, oh, actually, it's kind of cool. The DP show on a side that's human.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, this hairdo and this perfect inflection and the great delivery that he always had. And you know, I'd like to believe that like our listeners felt the same way about us, but man, I'll tell you, I mean, I there were plenty of days where I would drive home and be like, I think I've lost it.
I'm embarrassed. I've lost my fastball. Yep.
I think I'm done. Maybe this is the sign. Maybe this is the new normal for me. I can't get out of this spiral. I cannot get out of this downward spiral.
Yes.
I'm done. I'm toast. I'm finished. I have nothing interesting to say anymore.
Yep.
I've said everything. I can't tell the same stupid stories over and over and over again. I've got nothing new. I've got nothing in the tank. And that's a real thing, I think. I don't know that that was your afternoon yesterday.
It was. I was waiting
that
for
was
somebody.
My drive home, plenty of time.
I was waiting for somebody to like plow into me at a light or something so I would have something interesting to talk. Like, somebody hit me. Somebody started a fight. Like, something. I need something tomorrow. But
anything. Anything. And then, like, you second guess yourself. Like, is this even interesting what I'm talking about? It's not. I'm bored by this. And you look around, and I remember I'd look and be like, Marty was typing. And, you know, this. And like, nobody's here to help. Like, you know, you're just on your own. And like, it was
what a
terrible
day. Oh, good. That makes me feel so much better. So much better.
It is.
Yeah, it was like, honestly, now that I think about it, it's like, this is why I don't do this anymore. Like, I got out of this because this became a daily occurrence pretty much. Like, I was like, I there's nothing new here. Like, there's just, I just feel like I've said all these things that I need to say. And
I like the idea of blaming AC and Paul when things go wrong from now on.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, I grew up obviously on the East Coast, and you know, I used to remember snow days, like where people would be like, oh, it's going to snow. And you'd be like, well, you know, do I have to study for this test? Probably not. Like the weather, and then you wake up, not a
the dice light. Roll. It's, like, well, the old, it's the old dice roll of
and
like.
And that's the same thing. You're like, well, AC said, massive story right around the corner. It's going to blow the Soto deal out of the water, everybody. It's going to make the Herschel Walker deal look like a player to be named later.
I'm going to spend all this time creatively putting together a great show. And then this giant trade's going to break, and we're not going to use any of it. Why even bother?
Yeah. Right. And here's a minor league deal, you know, sometime this afternoon. Good luck, Ben and Woods. You know, spend 4 hours talking about that.
Speaking of, the Padres just have signed Evan Fitterer to a minor league contract.
There you go.
Had a 3.42 ERA with 94 strikeouts in the minors last season. So very excited about Evan Fitterer, a great Fitterer for our team.
Yeah, well, AC was on it. Give him credit where it's due.
Indeed.
Oh, maybe they need to go the Indianapolis Colts route and start bringing back guys who retired a few years ago. What's Will Myers doing right now? They can make a big splash that way. Yeah. You covered Philip, obviously, like I did back in the day. What are your honest thoughts of him coming back? I saw Ryan Clark's take on this yesterday, and he said, Michael Jordan, the greatest who ever played, took 3 years off, came back to play for the Washington Wizards late in his career, and was awful. How can we expect Philip Rivers is going to be even competent in trying to do this for the Indianapolis Colts after 5 years of not playing football?
I don't know that I do expect that. And you know, you guys played that wonderful clip from beforehand. From the press I like that. You know, the press
from the well
was. Yeah, I mean, it.
You know, this is what happens like, when 3 minutes before the segment starts, Woodsy DMs it to me on my phone on Instagram.
Play this.
And goes, yeah, figure it out. Oh,
my fault. Yeah. Well, listen, happens to the best of us, Paulie. you know, I took like a lot of delight in even watching that press conference, though, because, you know, I'm not saying that I don't pay enough attention to the NFL to know if these quarterbacks have any personality whatsoever, but they do not have that personality. And you know, maybe that makes them boring, but, you know, this is a guy who got in there, who mixed it up, had a little bit of fun. It just brought back a lot of good memories, even just watching that. I don't know if anybody else felt this way, but looking at the way he holds the podium, it just reminds me so much of, you know, being at a Charger press conference, either at the park or at the stadium, and he would sit, you know, he would stand a certain way and he would engage in a certain way. Do I think it's going to go well? Probably not. I mean, there's no real like objective reason to think that this is going to be a great, you know, great footballing moment for Philip Rivers. But, you know, I wish him well. I think it's great that he gets this opportunity. And certainly it seems like at least personality wise, he's picked right up where he left off. So, you know, from that standpoint, I'm not delusional enough to think he's going to go out there and throw for 350 and three touchdowns. But, you know, can you navigate an offense that could be competent and, you know, continue to win? I think he's capable of doing that for sure.
Darren, some SDFC news this week, including the return of Amal Pellegrino. Just any quick thoughts on the moves that were announced by the team in the last couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the Pellegrino return, especially because, you know, even if you have to sort through a little bit of a dynamic with him and Chucky Lozano, it gives you a little bit of depth because you are playing more games no matter what. You're going to be playing your 34 regular season matches. Plus, for the first time, you're going to be playing in this CONCACAF Champions Cup tournament. So that was announced during the week. And those games get going kind of early. Those games get going the first week of February. in Snapdragon Stadium, and then you're off to Mexico City to play against Pumas. So you are going to need more players. You're going to need better players. You're going to need, you know, a second season. So, you know, I do like that one a lot. I wish it would have worked out better for Luca De La Torre. You know, I think that's one thing, you know, that people had high hopes on, that Luca De La Torre coming to his hometown would have been a more impactful player. And certainly out of the gate, I think he started 20 of the first 21 and then just couldn't really find himself with a ton of minutes there. You know, really wasn't a starter, was much more off the bench. And I think at that price point probably made a bit of sense to say, you know, we're going to move on and he goes back to Spain. But I'm kind of curious to see what they're going to do over the next couple of weeks. You know, I think that they're still going to add. Tom Penn told us on the Behind the Flow podcast that they have money. They have a designated player spot. So those things sort of, like Kevin Acey, you know, we're just going to wake up every day and scroll through Twitter and find out, are they going to go after another big name soccer player to bring in or into the mix? But, you know, you bring that core back, I think you're starting off in a much, you know, a much better position than you were a year ago. And we obviously understand what the success was in 2025. So I think it's good. And it'll, you know, I mean, like I said, it's like February 2nd, 3rd is like the start of the season. So it's not long now.
Well, yeah, and you trust the guys up there calling the shots. You know, they've got 1 year under their belt and
no reason not to.
Absolutely. Yeah,
no reason not to. Yep. So just real quick, I heard you guys talking about the World Cup tickets.
Yeah.
This was literally me at this same seat yesterday, hovering on the FIFA website, trying to decide whether or not to pull the trigger on tickets.
What games are you looking at?
Well, I'm apparently in the lottery for two of them. So I don't know exactly how I'm all in on the Spanish national team, but I am in on two tickets in Atlanta for Spain versus, who are they playing? I don't even remember. And then in Guadalajara, Spain is playing against Uruguay. So I'm in on that as well. And I have like real reservations about it. It's a lot of money. You know, to your point, I have not yet decided that 2026 is the year of no.
It's got to be. 50 was nuts for me. I went crazy. I mean, I've traveled the world and you know, I spent way too much money this year. Got scammed out of some money too. So that was great. Next year, no scams. Did
you? I could still cancel, but I, you know, I'm like, and I have this moral dilemma about, well, I don't want to be contributing to the problem, you know, that is this bait and switch of FIFA, but I also kind of want to go to the game, you know, like, you just don't really want to think about it.
That's what it should boil down. It's what it should boil down to is like, hey, it sucks that you guys are doing this, but you got me and I'm going and don't feel bad.
Did you go last time they were here, 94 or when was the last time? No,
I did not. I mean, I enjoy their so Republic of Ireland played Italy in New York or New Jersey, but you know, I enjoyed some of the festivities around that, but I did not go to any actual game. So yeah, I mean, I would like to go, and especially like a Spain Uruguay match in Guadalajara. I mean, how much fun does that sound?
So much fun.
So yeah, I mean, like Paul said, I kind of look at these prices and I'm like, whatever, $400, you know, what's the big... And you know, then you see everybody else complaining. You're like, oh, well, maybe we're the problem. I don't know.
I hate moral dilemmas.
Darren, you're still a sports radio talk show performer.
Yes.
It's a tax write-off.
Tax write-off.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
100%.
It's just a gig. It's just a gig.
A very, very good accountant who has taught me these rules very well. So my wife is in wine and I'm in sports. So oftentimes our vacations are where can we go drink wine and where can we go watch sporting
games? That's fantastic. Send me that number. I'm not joking, by the way, for that account. I'm dead serious. I've got to get this thing dialed in 26. I've got to. I got to figure out what an HSA is. I got to figure out what all this stuff is. It's time at 50 years old to get my S together, man.
Get your S together.
That's it.
Yes. Be the D.
No, do not be the D in moron. Exactly. No.
You're always the D, Darren. You're our D, and we always appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we will see you next Friday.
See you Friday.
Yes, we'll see you in person.
Nice.
I mean, if you guys want.
We do. Relax.
We want. Thank you, Darren. Darren Smith appearing on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Be the P in David P. Shapiro.
Okay.
All right, we will come back 2 hours left, including some take on Woods, our biggest fan, our Rindle report, and more as we go until 10 o'clock. Stick around. More on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.